You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome back to an evening walk down Dalal Street. All the events from Dalal Street are in one quick nutshell, as we usually do. My name is Rakesh, you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, it's a negative close for the market for the second consecutive session as investors reacted to the stance on interest rates by the Reserve Bank of India. The Monetary Policy Committee, or the MPC, kept interest rates unchanged but sharply cut the inflation targets for October to March. However, equity benchmarks are off their low points as the Sensex had cracked over 300 points, while the Nifty tested the 10,750 mark. The Street had a cautious day of trade ahead of the meeting, while weak global cues also weighed on the indices. Rate sensitives such as banks, automobiles and real estate stocks were all in the red. After the policy announcement too, investors reacted negatively. Lower crude prices based on global growth concerns failed to shore up the market as well. Selling was visible across all major sectors, with automobiles, banks, consumption, infrastructure, metals and pharma ending in the red. The Nifty mid-cap was down over 1%. In a nutshell, at the close of market hours, the Sensex was down 249.9 points, or 0.69% at 35,884.41, while the Nifty was lower by 80.2 points, or 0.74% to close at 10,789.3. The market breadth was negative as 799 shares advanced against a decline of 1,744 shares, while 145 shares remained unchanged. Hindustan Unilever and HDFC were the top gainers, while Sun Pharma, Tata Steel and Hindalco lost the most. Very quickly then, some stocks that made all the news. Banks, auto and realty stocks, known as rate-sensitive stocks, were under selling pressure after the Reserve Bank of India maintained status quo on policy rates and slashed its inflation forecast. Share price of Krithan Infra rose 3.5% as the company won an order worth 105 crore rupees. Shares of Ratan India Infrastructure shed nearly 4% after company's promoter proposed to sell stake in the company. Shares of Maruti Suzuki India slipped 2% as the company's November production declined 12%. Shares of Alembic Pharmaceuticals rose 0.5% as the company received US FDA approval for Candesartan Selexital tablets. And shares of Lupin, on the other hand, declined 3% after the United States Food and Drug Administration, that is the FDA, completed their inspection at Mandideep location with observations. Kesoram Industries shares fell 13% after the company decided to spin off its tire business. Force Motors shares fell 1% after the dismal sales performance in November 2018. Bharat Forge shares plunged 8% after Class 8 truck orders fell sharply in November. Cadila Healthcare shares rallied 1.5% after global brokerage firm CLSA upgraded the stock to buy from outperform as risk-reward is favorable. Arvind shares rallied 3% after global investment firm UBS maintained its buy call on the stock. And finally, Tasty Dairy Specialties shares, the shares of this company, that is Tasty Dairy Specialties, gained 3% after the company signed a memorandum of understanding with Foundation Dutch Greenhouse Delta, which is a Netherlands-based organization. Very quickly then, what's happening in global markets? Equity markets in Asia declined on Wednesday following a plunge on Wall Street as investors continue to be worried about an economic slowdown in the US. The Shanghai Composite declined 0.61% to close at about 2,649.81, and the Shenzhen Composite fell 0.484% to finish at around 1,380.78. While European stocks were lower as well, as global growth fears too weighed on stocks in Europe. The Pan-European Stock 600 slipped about 1.2% during early morning trade. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that in a nutshell was all that happened on Dalal Street today on the 5th of December. I'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning with a morning walk down Dalal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.